he can change it. Of course he can change it. How's it going, Touche?
It's not bad.
Yeah? Not bad.
I have a job.
You have a job?
Yeah. I have a daytime gig that kills me every day.
Really? Okay. Well, you can just come here and bitch about your job. I got no problem with that.
I love that.
Yeah.
The worst.
What's the matter with your job?
It's just work. You can't leave. And you have all this shit to do. It never ends. When was the last time you had a real job? Or not a real job, but like...
No, I know, yeah. I mean, does best week ever count? No.
Non-entertainment.
Yeah, it's
you
been...
don't really want to be there. You have to.
15, 20, 20, about... It's been about 19, 18 or 19 years. Yeah, it's a real... it's like what they call a blessing. I don't like that word, but it's been great. And I wouldn't like to do it. I hate the idea of it. Once you don't do it for a while, you can't do it again. You can't. It's almost impossible.
Yeah. You're out.
I would imagine. Yeah, you're done. You're worthless now. You cannot be.
You can do something.
Unless money's really good.
What will you do?
What would I do? There's honestly not much beyond like food delivery that I'm qualified for. And I probably wouldn't qualify for that either because I'm not in good shape.
I would say you'd be good at sales, but you wouldn't care enough.
I wouldn't be good at sales. I couldn't even upsell anybody on, you know, the larger size of whatever the hell it was. When I was waiting tables, you know, I'm not a people person when it comes to stuff like that. Because I resent it too much, you know, and I project that.
What about something like a golf caddy?
Why are you trying to ruin my evening?
I'm trying to bring you down to my level, my
golf
friend.
Caddy? Yeah, I think I could manage a golf caddy thing. But no, you got to carry bags.
Not even that. Yeah, that's a hard thing.
Condition? No, and plus...
You don't... You got to know shit about golf.
I've never golfed, yeah. I've never golfed. I've never tried cocaine for the same reason. Because pretty sure I would like it.
Never tried cocaine? The first time I ever met you was in Atlanta, and you were on mushrooms.
Okay. How about that? I was on mushrooms in Atlanta one time. That's revealed... Amazing.
One time. The first time I met you.
Oh, wait. It was during a festival, right? Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. Festivals are kind of like different.
That's what they're there for.
Yeah. So I was on mushrooms. What a great day that was. I had a great time on mushrooms. It was really... I remember just having the most fun of the whole festival that day. I didn't go on stage or anything, I don't think. What about you? You ever do cocaine?
I've done it enough to say I do it. Mm-hmm. And if it's around and the situation's right, I will do it again. But it's the worst.
Anybody got cocaine? Anybody got any cocaine?
If anyone has cocaine, it's that guy.
Last thing Mitch Hedberg ever said to me, anybody got any cocaine? That's actually the first thing he said to me. He said, I met him and he said, you got any cocaine? I said, no, I don't. Nice to meet you. Anyway, though, I wish I had something to give you. You must have a good job if you can afford cocaine.
I never buy, but I work in advertising, unfortunately.
Oh, I see.
And digital advertising.
Okay. Now, what does that entail for you?
I do paid search, which is buying keywords.
Buying keywords?
We bid on keywords on Google and Bing.
Okay. So say I wanted a keyword. How much would I want to pay for that?
What are you trying to sell?
Say I'm trying to sell this podcast.
So,
is that realistic, or should I pick something else?
That's realistic.
Okay.
Let's say you would buy keywords like podcast, New York Crime Report podcast, every
crime
term that anyone would ever search for, news-related podcast, and then you put them in the market. Each keyword, you pay 1 cent up to 150 per click. And then
1 cent
per click.
Okay.
And then
first 150 clicks.
No deals like that.
Oh, okay. So 1 cent.
So
forever.
For every, given how competitive that is, given who is bidding on it.
So I'm not gonna like buy shitty keywords.
You're not gonna buy shitty keywords.
Okay. Yeah, they have to perform.
Yeah.
Oof, your job.
John has some experience on this too. He said, "Did you used to do that, John?"
I didn't used to do it. But I had a friend who did, and man, it was a nice job, it seemed to be. Interesting, too. Make a lot of money. Do a lot of cocaine.
Yeah. That's what he's all about.
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just look at him, you know? That's just how somebody who's well-to-do dresses.
Yeah, I know.
It's true.
Not Wolfman over there.
Is that me?
You sure, yeah.
The Wolfman.
Oddly, you're not the Wolfman.
I feel like one.
Why do you do this job if you don't like it?
Because of money.
Mm-hmm.
You need
the
money.
The money's good?
It's good. It's fine. It's fine for my age and how long I've been doing it.
See, the way he corrected himself, he said, it's good. It's fine. The meaning,
it's,
you know,
shitty.
It's very good. That, no, it means it's very good.
Seems lucrative.
When you start with good and downgrade to fine, you're like, I don't want to brag about it, so.
Let's put it this way. The job is shitty enough for me to want to marry rich, which is a very beta thing to say.
Oh, yeah. Well, isn't it relative, though?
It's all relative.
Yeah. I mean, rich to you and rich to me, you know. Like, I'm happy to have a roof over my head, and I don't need any drugs.
You don't need any drugs?
You know, enormous. No. I don't have or do any drugs.
Do you drink?
No, I don't drink. I've had a drink in, what, 17 years.
What?
I think tonight might be the night.
What's your vice? Cigarettes?
It's riding and roping.
Being white? Full time?
You know, it's a world of white privilege, they say, but I'm not really seeing a lot of that you know what I get for being white? I get a lot of withering looks from black people I don't know.
Which is fine. You can deal with that.
Oh, yeah. It's not going to kill me, but I, you know.
Have you traveled outside of, to non-white countries?
Does Italy count?
No.
There's a lot of non-whites there. Greece? Does Greece count? I mean,
I don't think anywhere in Europe would count.
Huh. Well, then no. I've never been to any non-white countries. Would
Spain.
Is Spain not? No.
That's not white.
Well, it's in Europe, though.
It's in Europe, but that's the exception, I think.
What are they?
They're Spanish. Spanish is like Latino.
Well, it's not Latino, is it? It's not Hispanic.
I don't know.
It's not Hispanic.
It's these are things that we are not qualified to evaluate.
I'm going
to
Google.
Although
this.
We have a multicultural sort of situation
yeah.
here.
Is
this you're Indian, right?
I'm Indian.
You're Indian, and Ryan is half Puerto Rican, half victim.
So yep. Full victim.
Yeah,
more or less. He looks more jungle Asian.
You do look Vietnamese.
Thank you. Yeah, I've been told that.
Or a
real Viet Congy.
I've heard I'm a makeshift Hawaiian. It's like a fucking.
That's why I brought you pineapple juice today.
That's right. You actually did.
It's good. Can you judge this? Can you rank this on? Because he's got a very discerning palate when it comes to pineapples.
Yeah, I do.
I've been to the Dole pineapple plant in Hawaii. Does that count? Does Hawaii count as a non-white country?
No. No, it doesn't.
Okay, so give me your whitest non-white country. What would that be?
The whitest non-white country. I guess it would be Italy or Spain or one of those that he mentioned.
The whitest non-white?
The whitest non-white.
Whitest non-white would be Argentina or Brazil. Not Brazil.
Are you looking this up?
No.
Yeah,
it sounded like I said
it looked like you were
Wikipedia. A list of the whitest non-white countries that he found.
There's probably a Wikipedia entry.
So you grew up obviously in the United States, right?
I grew up in Alabama.
Fucking Bama. Where in Alabama? Sort of the United States. It's one of the first
one
in alphabetical order.
Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah, near the Space Center, mm-hmm. And they have a lot of pride in that. They seem to.
That city does, yeah.
Yeah, that's
rest of the state.
Well, the rest
not
of the
so
state.
Much.
What do we have? Birmingham and Montgomery.
Those are two big ones, and then
Birmingham,
Florence.
Florence is where you're really scratching. Like, nah, do we have Florence? I don't know if we have it. Birmingham's a steel town, like Pittsburgh. I don't know if it still is, but it once was.
It still is.
It'd probably switch now, maybe to it still is. Well, how do they, you know, go into some kind of tech or something like that? Now, when did you move to New York?
I've been here twice, 2005 for a couple of years,
yeah.
And then I moved back, and then I went to L.A. for a couple of years. Ooh. I lived in India for about 7-8 months.
India, you say?
Yeah.
7-8 months in India. That's longer than most of us will spend.
Yeah.
In India. Almost everyone.
Ever. Yeah.
Yeah. And did you go there because you're Indian?
Primarily. I guess if I was Chinese, I would go to China.
Right.
But I went there. I would go.
Did you go there because somebody in Alabama told you to go back to India?
They
happened.
They didn't know. People in Alabama didn't know growing up. They didn't know what to make of me because there were no other Indians. So there's blacks. There's a few Mexicans floating around.
Mm-hmm. Like, well, quite a few.
Chinese people are distinctive. But when they looked at me, they didn't know if it was Middle Eastern or what. Just it was other category.
Right, right. Yeah. 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 Their other category is broader than most.
Much, much broader.
Like in New York, you don't get to other until you get to like, you got to be some sort of like blend of like, you know, like
Eskimo.
Native American and Maltese or something, you know. But you are considered other down in Alabama because so you would obviously tell them, well, I'm Indian. Are you full? Are you Indian on both sides? Here,
both sides. My family moved here in '77. Father was a professor, and he kind of worked with NASA, and that's why we're in Huntsville.
Oh, he worked with NASA. What did he do for NASA?
Research.
Okay.
Space, optics, holography, just that stuff, scientists.
Did you work with keywords at all? Probably not.
I appreciate the jab.
What did your dad think of, you know, was he hoping that you would become, you know, like some sort of a mathematician or a doctor?
I think he wanted stability, like just like a thing that I'm confident in doing, wow. Which I never got into, obviously, still to this day.
Really?
When I told him...
You're confident in your keyword finding?
No, I just don't give a fuck enough. Like, it's... I just don't care enough.
You got to find something you give a fuck about. That's so important, isn't it?
Yeah. I told him that I wanted to be a stand-up comic.
Yeah.
And...
For his dream of stability, that would be right at the top of
it. And he totally was confused. He was proud of me that I told him, and then I'm being adult about it.
Like you were coming out.
Yeah, I was coming out of the, I guess, normal people world closet.
Yeah.
And then he took it. He was like, "How are you going to make money?" I was like, "I don't know." I was still like in the open mic-y phase.
Yeah.
And then
make money at it now because if you do, I'd like to know.
And then 3 months later, he died of a heart attack. So that was, I don't know if he took that
bummer.
Well. It was a bummer.
What a bummer. What a downer this guy is.
I'm a bummer.
Can we get another Indian?
we're out.
We are talking live Indian Tushar Singh.
Singh.
Singh. Well, I never know. Singh. Now, that's a very common name in India, right?
Smith. It's pretty much like
the Smith.
The Smith of Indians.
Smith of India. Singh, known as the Smith of India. Now you've learned
it first. Have you been to the Singtonian museum out there in India?
Oh, yeah. Have you been to that?
The Singtonian.
Assumes.
If it's like the Smith.
The Singh Smonian.
Oh, Singh Smonian.
Smith Smonian.
Singh Smonian.
I'm not really sure.
I'm sorry about that.
Joke was worth trying to retrieve. But India, now when you went to India, I understand, pretty big place, right? Pretty large, comprised of many countries, cultures,
yeah.
and stuff. And the Indian subcontinent, there's Sri Lanka, right? That's one of them. Pakistan. And India City.
Indiaville,
India,
Bangladesh,
of course, Mount India, and the Maldives. Yes, that's what it's called.
Do you have any interest in visiting? Going?
Pakistan? Oh no, I don't. I would never want to go there. I would never want to go to India. I would never want to go to India. Don't want to be there. Don't want to go.
Is there a reason?
Well, I understand it's filthy.
What
some
do you have?
Just like take a shit in the street. I mean, like they don't take a shit in the street here, but
I've seen it more here than there. But
it's looked down upon a little bit here, you know. I thought that was like, isn't there a river where everybody throws their dead, and then they also
they do some dips. They take a shit and then they go in to dip in there as a holy.
It's like a funeral public bathroom kind of thing.
Yeah,
and
classic.
Then they dip in there to.
To cleanse.
Really? Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Spiritual cleansing?
Spiritual cleanse.
Yeah, it has to be like a metaphoric kind of thing.
Then must be.
It's not obviously a hygienic thing. It's like the, you know, the Jews have these things where you have, if they have to take a certain bath after their period or something like that, women do.
Oh.
Yeah, it's some kind of ritual bath that they have that you're not allowed to have sex with that woman if you're, you know, legit super Jewish and following all the rules until she's had her ritual bath after her period. You know, I'm not that strict. I'll fuck a girl on her period anytime. You know? I mean, like, I'm not afraid. Will you do that? Ryan, surely you will, right? You're not afraid of that.
Do what? I looked up
Oh, my God.
I was looking up info.
Don't make me say it again.
Bang a girl on a period?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, John heard it, and he's not even listening.
I would do it. I would do it right now. So a mikvah or a mitvah is so a guy has to wash himself off to get purity after he ejaculates. A ritual immersion in Judaism to achieve purity.
What, this guy has to take a bath?
Yeah, that's a guy bath.
Well, hold on just 1 second. They've got something where they put these young girls in after they have their periods.
Oh, that's the same thing, a mikvah. Yeah.
Okay.
So what's Jewish? It? What is it for the boy?
Me first. You know what I mean?
It's the same. It's called the same thing, but women immerse themselves in the waters of the mikvah following their menstruation periods or after childbirth. To
and then,
pure.
And then the guy, when he has his monthly ejaculation, he also has to spontaneously ejaculates for 3 days.
Yeah.
See, that doesn't make any sense. You got to think, well, that's just, they don't want a guy who hasn't come recently to be in that bath with that chick.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That's fresh cum water only.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because you want to be like, oh, again, you know, pure. you want to be down and out when you're in there with such an attractive young woman.
Can't do
it. I assume it's an attractive young Jew.
Yeah. There's nothing hotter than a mikvah, a freshly mikvahed lady. So it kind of, it makes your head spin.
Makes you want to go down.
Yeah.
Go downtown.
Go down there and gargle some of that mikvah.
Go downtown to the mikvah place.
Are these the same Jews who have sex through sheets?
That's a myth.
Is that a myth?
That is a myth.
Okay.
They don't actually do that.
Who creates that? What the fuck kind of myth is that? I think
Zeus.
You want me to be honest with you? Who I really created it? Yeah. The Klan?
The Klan?
Yeah. They wear sheets.
Yeah. They love sheets.
There's already holes in them.
They cut a hole, and then they can
repurpose.
Fuck a Jew. Not really sure. I don't believe that's true. But these are the same ones who have certain rules about the Shabbat. You know, they can't operate, like, certain, electronics, nothing electric. They're not allowed to work. They're not allowed to ride an elevator. You know, they have a certain Shabbat elevator that they ride. Well, because they can't push the buttons, so they can ride it, but somebody else, and it stops on every floor, is the Shabbat elevator, stops on every floor, so they can just get on, and then it, like, stops at every floor, and they can't push the button.
What?
About that?
They can use the elevator itself.
They can use it, they just can't push the button. See,
oh, that's so fucking stupid.
Well, not really, but that's why there's so many Jewish lawyers, is because they're used to finding workarounds for their rules, so they're well-practiced, it's very, you know... They also have something called a Shabbat Goy, you may be aware of. A Shabbat Goy is somebody they pay to do these things. They'll leave a dime on the, like for Elvis, you know, they would leave a dime on the table, and it was that belonged to Elvis when he would do this, and he would come and turn on the radio for them because they can't turn on the radio themselves. There's certain things they can't do. One thing they can't do, they can't have sex it's with a woman on her period. They're not allowed to do that. So I would be a Shabbat Goy. And I would fuck that woman. I would come and fuck your wife when she's on her period.
For a dime.
For a dime. 10 cents. Not a penny less.
Just leave it on the table.
I mean, what did you learn about India when you were there? I mean, what was your experience?
I went a bunch as a kid with family. Like.
Okay. Well, so then you must know a lot, please.
I went always to.
People there still?
Like family?
Relatives, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cousins and uncles and aunts, and I don't know. It was going there was one of those things that it would always be a shock going there and coming back as a kid because I'd go not for a week, it would go for like, you know, a month and a half, 2 months during summer.
Oh, that is shocking.
And you just as a kid, you kind of meld into the culture, and then you come back and you're like, what the fuck is this? So constantly doing that. We went every year for 15 years.
I see. What did melding into the culture involve?
It's like, you're on vacation mode when you're there, so there's no work or no structure. It's, you know.
That's easy to meld into.
Yeah.
I've melded into
it's
that.
Melding back that sucks.
Right.
The
back meld.
The back meld sucks.
Yeah. Meld, no problem. I can relax.
I personally had a lot of problems.
Move that bottle.
I personally had a lot of,
Just on there? Yeah, thanks. I know you like to have clean water nearby.
It's the Indian in me, I guess. One of the big changes in India was there's no, this is going to come off as a joke, but there's no toilet paper there. They don't use toilet paper. They use hoses.
Hoses. Okay.
So you just, when you take a shit, you hose down that area and you literally wipe it off.
Like a mikvah.
Like a mikvah. So stuff like
use
that.
Hoses, right?
Yeah.
So like a public bathroom, you go in. Is there one hose for everybody, or do you get your own hose?
You get your own hose. Everything has its own hose.
Oh, and so what if you have to blow your nose? You got to hose your nose.
You got to hose your nose.
There's no. Well, why is that? Is it because is there a paper shortage? Is there?
I do believe it's cleaner.
Oh, it's cleaner. Oh, I see.
You're walking around with a dirty asshole right now, presumably, if you took a shit post shower.
I mean, I suppose. We're not going to make. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to? Were you going to toss my salad if I had used a hose earlier? I mean, you're going to get no closer to my.
It's a personal hygiene thing.
Oh, I should want it to be cleaner.
Why not? Why would you not want your own?
So I'm going to hose it down. I'm going to shit again in another half hour. And then, I wasted that hose down. I don't have time to be hosing down my ass. That takes a long time, right? How long does it take?
Seconds.
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 Then you're not quite as clean as you think you are.
How do you dry? This is actually John's question, but it's a good question.
It's a good question. You don't.
You don't dry?
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
No.
Which is theoretically more disgusting than using the paper towel.
I mean, the shit water draining off your bottom into your underwear,
into your shoes, into your socks.
Well,
it's hard to readjust from a joke.
If Indians are so clean, why do they stink?
Because of that.
That's got to be the reason, right?
Wait, so they just hose down, no drying? Okay, you just said that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But do they pimps up or do they just hose down? We'll be back.
Ding, ding. We need some bells every time you do one of those.
Meh, meh, meh.
All right. And so you would get used to hosing down. You get back to the United States.
Well, stuff like that. That, Hindi, the food.
Hindi?
I can speak Hindi.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of.
Can you read it?
I can't read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can they read it?
I'm not sure.
It looks to me like a bunch of squiddly lines, which. I'm sure that our language to them probably looks like a bunch of, well-formed, rigidly defined characters.
When you say that with that hat on,
mm-hmm.
It's extra special.
It really takes you on, doesn't it?
It all looks like squiggly to me.
I can't read that. What kind of shit is that? It just looks like a bunch of marks, a bunch of chicken scratch. Looks like a little baby did it.
What if
that baby writing? I said, we let our babies make the language. That's what they did. Hey, you need to get your head in the game, Ryan.
My head's firmly.
What are you doing over there?
Looking up Sanskrit.
Sharon,
he's looking at squiggly lines.
Find some Hindi. Put some Hindi up there. I want to look at that.
I want some Indiana Jones.
I looked at some Hindi.
So you wouldn't go to India just because it's dirty?
No. Lots of other reasons. Hell, it's expensive.
It's not.
Ain't got no toilet paper.
True.
Got no.
That's changing, by the way. And anywhere you would go would have toilet paper.
Look at that writing. Well, how would I know?
I think it's the alphabet.
I try to get me. I'm looking for a hamburger or something, I'm trying to get some lunch. What is all that? So you can't.
The alphabet. What are you going to do?
How do you recognize that? How many letters is that? 100.
I'll tell you what I know about the alphabet.
One, two,
here it goes.
I don't even see no letters.
Oh.
That's alphabet.
It's the alphabet.
Like a song. You got,
it keeps
like we
on
got
going.
Song. I got a song, too. That's pretty good. I can tap my foot to that.
I learned Hindi.
What's that writing?
And then I unlearned it. I think it's the alphabet.
I'm looking at it.
I should know this.
I'm seeing.
This is no more weird than the English alphabet.
This is a swastika right here. Look at this.
Well, the swastika was a Hindu thing that was just borrowed.
Nazis?
It was borrowed and repurposed.
Nazis?
It meant peace.
It meant peace. So Hitler was like, you know what? Not anymore.
We're going to rebrand.
Peace.
Roll Tide.
You guys are like, oh, peace. We want peace. Maybe and Nazis are about peace.
Maybe it's a message.
Nazis wanted peace.
I think so.
Once they kill everybody that they don't like.
They wanted peace of mind that there's no one else.
Right.
Very similar to Muslims' concept of peace.
Yeah.
They believe in peace on earth as soon as we get rid of these fucking infidels. Then we can start with the peace.
Blow these people up into
pieces.
That's
what they really believe. This is not like fucking. When they say it's a religion of peace, they mean, yes, if everybody is Muslim, Because the main thing about Muslims is when you have one Muslim faction, they never fight. You know, they wouldn't do that.
Now, see, the thing about Muslims is, let me tell you.
You see, the Muslims and fighting.
You might be a Muslim if I fucking hate you.
If you. You have a bandage on your clit where it used to be, you might be a Muslim. It's the main thing I go to when it talks when we're insulting another religion. Yeah. Muslims,
they're number one on the list.
I go to clit.
You go to clit.
I go to with Muslims, yeah.
Why? Oh,
with Jews I go to rules. With Muslims I go to clit.
Yeah.
Why? Because it's just because I go because that to me is the
most obvious.
Who has a problem with anything anybody says ever? It's always women. And people who are women sympathizers. So I'd say the thing that will, like, be the most in their face, I think.
That's true.
Kill two birds with one stone. Yeah, and the clit, that's a big problem. I mean, like, I think...
I don't... So what are they you're talking
they
about...
cut off their clits when they're children.
Well, not all of them, right?
Yes, all the women, all the girls. Not all of them. Oh, no, just the ones that are bad. It's a punishment. Yeah, it's their culture. It's a clit-free world over there, and that's what it's involved with Sharia law. That's what they want to do.
I'd like to see the numbers. I don't know if enough women have that happen to them to be like everybody.
Female genital mutilation. Find it.
Just pull up that wiki page by country.
Pull it up on Egypt and pull it up on your country. What do you mean your country? They don't do it in India that much, do they? Because you're only like, 15% Muslim. In India.
I think something around that.
Same as Alabama. Same as Dearborn, Michigan.
I knew some Muslims.
Over 50% there.
I knew some Muslims in Alabama. They probably had a more rough time, I'd imagine.
An Alabama Muslim.
Yeah.
Huh. How about that? What is this? This is the where they have a lot of female genital mutilation. Is this the rankings that we're looking at? Do you know anything about this chart?
This chart indicates female genital mutilation. That's what FGM/C is not concentrated in these countries. That would be the gray. And above 80% is the red. 51-80% is the orange. Yellow is the 26-50%. And 10% to 25 is blue. Less than 10% is green.
So it's not unanimous, but in some countries it's 80%.
Or above.
Egypt, as
above
I mentioned.
80%,
Sudan.
Do they walk around? How do they?
91% of Egyptian girls.
Do they walk around? How do they get this data? Do they walk around with a clipboard?
So he says, "Get me the data." We get the data. He's like, "Where do you get the data?
Give me the guy who got the data."
I understand. Why are you so? Why would it be such a thing to like deny this? I mean, why is
I'm not denying it?
Why is it something you don't?
That is bad. I mean, 90 above 80% is pretty fucking terrible.
It's okay to do it to half the girls. It's
fine. I'm fine with half. I gotta tell you, that's my threshold.
Just the point, you know, when you talk to a girl, you're like, "So you gotta no, all right." Later.
I mean...
I guess it's low expectations on the sex.
I guess...
Plan.
So clit is the right place to go.
Clit is the right place to go?
When you're attacking...
Exactly.
That especially group of people.
When I'm making this argument in the Sudan, it's especially effective.
I actually don't know... I gotta check the website. I think this might just be clit bait.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Why would they go to all that trouble? They just say, it's all over here! Yeah. You know, that's
and just
real.
Just pick them out.
That's real.
Clit, just gray that area out. No one's gonna believe that.
Clit bait is funny.
Clit bait, thank you. Clipboard, that was you. Thank you.
Did you? Oh, so you.
I said I got to check the source. This might be clip bait.
Okay.
And I revisited
it. It sounded very much too close to clip.
Yes.
Click bait. And it was. That's why it was not.
True. That's what they fish with out
me.
There, too.
It's funny, too.
What do you do with those left over?
Are we laughing at that?
It was
pretty good.
It's clip cute. Bait. It was cute.
You know who else? You know, I'm clip bait. That's right. Yeah, bring that clit over here. This jacket is too little.
That's a new jacket, though, right?
No.
No?
Same old thing.
All right.
There we go. Look at that. I look like a gentleman now.
There you go.
You'd buy a car from me. Hey. What are you driving now? That's the question. Doesn't matter, because I know what you're driving off this lot.
Damn right.
1992 Lincoln Continental.
I was looking for a Pontiac.
And I'm not just saying that because you're colored. Yes, so that's something you should never say. I'm not just saying that because you're colored. So let's talk about India crimes. How about it?
Let's do it.
We have a selection of them. We chose only the best. The best and brightest. We also took some things that weren't exactly crimes, but I think they're reflective of the culture and the kind of things that go on there. And I'm going to generalize here because this first one is a suicide, and it seems as if suicide, not a very big deal in India for some reason. Now, people will kill themselves over, you know, we'll get into it. But for instance, this guy here in Bhopal, is that right? Bhopal, the Ashoka Garden area, after his wife refused to hand him the TV remote control. This fellow here named Shankar Vishwakarma, he worked at a small hotel, probably who would have thought an Indian working at a hotel? Who would have? That's so, things are so different
in India.
There,
in India.
Know, right there in India. Yeah, there should be a bunch of, white people running the Indian hotels.
Is that how you think it works?
Yeah, it's like an exchange program. But he didn't leave a note or anything. So he came home from work, and he says, hand me that remote control. She says, no. I'm sure that some other words were exchanged. She goes back into his bedroom and hangs himself. Not a fucking especially comfortable way to die. Not an especially easy thing to do. You know, I mean, like to make a noose hanging from the ceiling, that's a lot of work. I had a lot of time to think it over.
I don't think it was the remote.
You don't?
Yeah. I think it was something else that was bothering him. The remote just kind of
happened to be the last thing.
Last thing.
You think
she told him to go rest.
Why don't you go?
Like,
rest?
Go. Why don't you go rest?
Yeah, take rest is what it says in the article. You should go take rest instead of watching television. Mm-hmm. And so he did, didn't he? Yeah. He's resting in peace.
Rest.
Maybe it's the notion of multiple lives, reincarnation. Mm-hmm. I would think that might have something to do with the fact that you're just like, you know what? Fuck this life.
I'm coming back.
I'll check in later. You know, I'll come back.
BRB.
But when you commit suicide, doesn't it fuck up your karma score?
It must. I love how you said it like it's a credit score.
Yeah. I mean, you're not going to come back as the prime minister or some shit after that, because they're like, this guy kills himself. We don't need that in higher levels of Indian society.
I don't believe in karma personally.
No.
So I don't know how that is judged, but I presume killing yourself over a lack of remote.
Like I do. I mean, I'm speculating here.
It would take you down some notches.
Take you down to like a cactus or something, probably.
Something immobile. Something where you can't kill yourself.
Exactly. You can't even like not drink enough. And yeah. A cactus is so hard to kill. You know, I mean, like dehydrated, no problem. You know, that's an irresponsible person's rebirth, I think, is a cactus. To be owned by another irresponsible person who can't deal with another plant or a pet. This police source says when he asked for the TV remote, his wife refused and told him he should take rest and said he went into another room, hanged himself from the ceiling. I didn't say bedroom. Okay, maybe he went into another room. Maybe it was the suicide room.
Yeah.
A lot of Indian houses have
suicide. We don't have much space over there, but we do have room for that.
Yeah. Now, you say you don't have a lot of space. It's 44 million square kilometers or something like that. The space and you don't know? It's 40, it's four, oh, I'm sorry, not 40, what am I saying? 4.4 million square kilometers.
What does that relate to?
1.7 million miles. And the population's 1.71 billion.
71 billion now?
1.71 billion, yeah.
Jesus.
That's almost as many hamburgers as McDonald's has sold. Population density, 389 per square kilometer.
Yeah.
So kilometers to me aren't really, they don't have a lot of meaning. I don't really know how big a kilometer is, but I'm trying to imagine 389 people in a kilometer, square kilometer.
It is a densely populated place.
Yeah. Indians everywhere, right?
Indians everywhere. I guarantee you this couple was arranged in their marriage.
Oh, they do a lot of arranged marriages.
They do arranged marriages, which is not, I mean, it might seem barbaric or weird to people here, but it's pretty legit. It works.
Yeah, I mean, it works as often as regular marriage.
Theoretically. But, I mean,
all regular marriages, if that's the norm, but marriages were arranged long before they were chosen.
Long before. So people get put into these arranged marriages, and then they're stuck in these relationships,
and they never get out with total cunts
on both sides of the aisle, and they never get to go out. And the thing is, you can't get divorced. That's not a thing there. I mean, it's happening more and more in the cities, but now you can't get out. So you're just pent up. You have all this rage.
Oh yeah,
and you know, here, when you're in a marriage and you don't like it, you're like, fuck you, I'm leaving.
That's right, you can't. Right?
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes.
Sad, but beautiful. It's, there, you don't. Know. You fucking build up this energy, and then when the wife doesn't give you a remote, you go off yourself.
Some people get hopeful about a marriage. Some people get hopeful about an engagement. To me, there's nothing more hopeful than a divorce.
Yeah.
Because you are, I mean, like...
Free.
You're, it's being free after captivity.
Yeah.
Which is much more of a relief. You know? It's an emotional and mental thing as much as a physical, you know? I mean,
yeah.
It's just, wow. And it does give you hope.
When I was in India this last time, I was
like... They have no hope over there.
They got
no
hope.
No divorce equals no hope.
They got in traditional, like the rural area, like the Alabama of India.
Oh, right.
Their things are just like 1813. Like it's really back in the day.
What's that area called?
What?
That you just described.
What? It's
the
all
Alabama
over.
Alabama of...
It's all over.
The
it's
Alabama all the, of India. All of Alabama is the Alabama of India.
I mean, Alabama or South Dakota or whatever
the
these,
thing,
like,
the
no, everything outside of the major cities. And everything. In the major cities, you have this very progressive, you have breweries, you have people going out, I went out.
Progressive breweries?
Breweries, drinking, wow. Partying, dating.
They're so progressive, they have breweries, they go out, they leave the house.
Imagine a world with no breweries.
I mean, that would be a very...
It would be better.
Yeah, it would be a town like I grew up in. There was no breweries where I grew up. There was no beer sold.
I say breweries only because last time I went there was so many. Every brewery, everything to do at night was focused on drinking.
Oh.
And there was a lot new, like, hip breweries, which I find breweries gross in general.
Right.
They're loud and it's like, what, why?
Dickweeds in there. It's not even people who are there to, like, really drink and have fun and get fucked up. It's a bunch of people who are like, oh, the taste, you know, and they want to, they savor it, you know. And like, oh, this one has, like,
more
a smoky,
hoppy,
hammy sort
tree,
of.
Tree hunks. I don't know.
Not for me. So that explains why people would kill themselves, because there's no divorce.
I would imagine this crime is because that guy was trapped for a very long time.
Yeah, poor Shankar.
And Shankar had it.
Yeah, so during during the investigation, his family members told police he was an alcoholic.
Nice.
And would get upset over small matters. I can see why there's no intervention, you know? They're apparently tired of intervening at this point. He's upset about everything.
Little things. Set him off.
Yeah, like being married and not being able to get divorced. This horrible fucking person. Before I would kill myself, I think I would just take that remote control out of her fucking...
You would take someone down with you.
Hairy little hand. You know, a woman like that's probably got a lot of arm hair. Indian women in general have a lot of arm hair.
I mean,
I was with a girl one time. I went down on her. She was Indian, and she had the most.
You're welcome, by the way.
Bush. Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks for arranging that. It was an arranged. They arrange everything. Even their one night stands are arranged.
Arranged blowjobs.
I mean, she had every hair that she had ever had.
Yeah.
I didn't stay long. I didn't feel welcome. Honestly.
What did you?
I mean, she was saying, "Don't do that," but. Well, that's the police source they said he asked for the remote and then he hanged himself from the ceiling. From the fucking ceiling.
The ceiling. He must have had, that must have been premeditated though. You don't have just a rope sitting around. Like he thought about that.
They meditate quite a bit. Look at that. Is this normal in India? I'm given understanding. This is the cover of Miss over there. They're the equivalent of Miss. And she is, look at her face. Not real pretty. And then
I can't look at that.
It's
I don't know why.
The armpits kind of they frame that face perfectly, really. Well, that's
the right armpit looked like India, like a map of India, ironically.
Up here now? She behind me. Oof. That is.
Are you just pulling up young Indian girls?
Type in Indian girl big bush.
Oh God!
Look at those ones. Oh my God! What happened to that?
I mean, those are outliers. Come on, don't make that look like that's just a day walk down a Delhi road.
They weren't even having their picture taken because they looked that way. It was something else. They were noted for something. No bushes?
We got a bush. Not bad.
Oh, she looks otherwise very, you know, attractive.
It's like Demi Moore-ish.
Breasts are a little on the small side and a little on the flat side.
That's not what we're here for.
What?
That's not what we're here for.
We're not doing pussy talk?
We're doing hair talk.
I want to do pussy talk.
I want to do pussy talk, too. Oh, she's fucking good looking.
Woo! Look at that. Yeah. Look at that. Look at the armpits. I mean, she is like a...
Oh, I didn't notice
that's
that.
A razor-free zone. Yeah, you didn't notice she had arms.
No.
I did not know that this would lead down this path.
No, it always does.
Oh, no. What? I mean, you've been working at your job all day. You're too tired to look at
hairy pussies. Just look up porn.
Sure we can. This is... We're fully entitled.
This one's proud. She's proud of this one.
She's like, yeah, I want you looking up at it.
Someone's taking that picture. That's the best part.
Yeah.
That's not a selfie, unless she's doing
it. She stepped on it with her toe. Yeah. Like a waste can. Picture of the waste can. Look at that.
Oh, my.
Turn her back for a second. Don't be in such a rush. There's so much to see. So much to do. So
this
much
one?
To see.
Same one?
No, the other one. The one that was looking down at me. Better than me.
Oh, down at us.
I'm getting excited. There she is. Oh, wait. Okay. Oh, wow. Gallery. See, now this is the thing. Let's do this.
What side are you on?
Now, are there any pictures of women hosing down their buttholes?
This is X videos.
X videos. Why are we looking at her for so long? Thank you. She was wearing a gangster style that dress. And
wow.
She's like, look, I'm pulling my hair.
Yeah.
I don't care. She's outdoors too. Now, is this a common sight in India? Do you often see women outdoors naked?
Spreading like their cooch? Yeah. No, they don't do that.
Beaver on the front porch.
No.
What about Alabama?
Whoa.
Look at that. I see. Now that's what I'd like to see in every town, everywhere. It's just a lot more of that.
Just the locals.
It's going like, yeah, I'm here. And you know, you ever date a girl that looks like this? Like to be arranged in marriage to her?
No.
How could she be mean?
He did sign up for something specific, and then this is where that's just going now.
Look, it's my fucking show. I can do whatever I want. That's what he signed on for.
No, I'm saying he's enjoying it.
We're going to talk about the crime.
He's happy this happened.
Mom, I was on this show, and it was really interesting.
Did you bring honor to our culture?
Please, write your mother about it. And write her in Hindi.
I have a picture with an Indian girl.
You know one thing about...
Indian pussy?
About... look up Sati.
Okay.
Sati.
You're going to like this.
Oh, good.
It is...
Oh, boy, I like things
traditional,
I like.
Traditional Hindu marriages had a component in it that said if the husband dies, right, you get married off, you're family's the,
then your husband dies
and then
you're left high and dry.
You're left high and dry, and because
you already spent your dowry at this point,
because
the goats all died,
because of the way society is structured, there's no one to take that, a girl who used to be married, a widow, right?
Oh, yeah.
So what she does is there's a cremation ceremony, and she's supposed to walk into the fire and kill herself. Told you you'd like it.
I'm going to recommend this to News Whore Mandy Stabmiller. I know that I'm going to die first. Say, look, we have a plan. Hear me out. Yeah, Sati, are we going to watch this?
Yeah, we got it.
I like this guy. He doesn't want to look at hairy pussies. Women burned alive.
Now, if we can combine the two somehow,
we'd both be happy.
Yeah, just burning bushes.
Do you do that sniff every time you say something that's pretend ignorant, or do you?
Yeah, I think so. I think I do it.
Kind of like the fake gum chew they do sometimes.
Or the mic hitting the...
What's that there? Thanks for switching cameras.
Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
You usually write on it. Okay, let's look at the Sati. Sati?
Sati.
Sati. And,
an obsolete funeral custom where a widow immolates herself on a husband's pyre or takes her own life in another fashion shortly after her husband's death.
Oh, so she doesn't have to be burned alive. She can find another way before the funeral.
Third century evidence of practice by widows of kings only appears beginning the 5th and 9th centuries.
Oh, this is a new development.
What is CE?
It's, I guess it's after Christ. It's what they say now instead of AC. There's AC and DC.
Yeah.
Yeah, what is CE?
I don't know. I'll look
it's up. This century. It's this what this not century. Century, but this oh, what okay. do you call oh, okay. this millennium, right? Or the pre what does it mean?
Current era.
It means current era, you dumbass.
I'm sorry. Nice. You didn't know, you just learned that.
I knew it way before you did.
Well, a couple of seconds.
All right.
I guess we took a break.
All right, so Sati, yeah.
Sati. Yeah, so many women get burned up.
I don't think there's video, Pat.
What? How often does this happen?
It's outlawed.
I mean, I'm surprised this was even in the current era. Thank you very much, Wolfman, for filling that in for us. Bunch of retards. That's why they think we're all stupid here. Because we don't remember things. Now, a hospital in the Indian capital, which is Delhi, they fired two doctors for mistakenly declaring a newborn dead. And this is doctors at the privately run Max Hospital. Sounds like a prison. The Supermax pronounced the baby dead hours after his twin was stillborn. And now I wonder if that had anything to do with it. The parents found that the baby was alive while they were on their way to his funeral.
Ooh.
It's amazing he was still alive. How fast do they bury people?
I think pretty quick.
They didn't burn that baby up. They found the baby was alive. That sparked a lot of outrage, obviously. Debate over the quality of private health care, which is often costly. What do you know about health care over there? Did you have health insurance during that 7 months?
I had traveler's insurance. I never had to go to the doctor, thank God. I don't really know how it works.
Yeah. I think what it is you turn gray, and then you go and see somebody who basically their health care is more like triage.
Yeah.
Like, we can't fucking save all these people. So the ones that we can't help, we give them morphine.
Yeah.
Well, there's an inquiry here. Yes. Let's see. The privately run Max Hospital said in a statement that this strict action has been taken on the basis of our initial discussions with experts. That's what they've done. They had some initial discussions with experts, and they fired these people. Well, you don't have to be too expert, right? You pronounced a baby dead when he was alive. I mean, that's a big deal, right? That's a whole fucking baby. It's a whole baby. You can't pronounce him dead.
Yeah, but how this must happen often, I guess.
Why would this happen often?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, maybe that twin
maybe
was
they're
still
busy.
Alive. Maybe the twin still born. Well, of course they're busy.
They're busy.
I mean,
they're busy people. They're like, all right.
Why are we taking Indian doctors over here? That's what I'd like to know. They don't know life from death.
And we come back.
Doctors, why are there so many Indian doctors?
Because it is an academic-based fairly
Careful.
Hard thing to do. And
pretty
it's
much like
money.
Bidding on money. On
I would
words.
Say I would say money.
Money. Oh, you think they're all a bunch of greedy. How can you can't be a doctor for the money. I almost don't believe that. I mean, being a doctor for the money is like being a concert pianist for the money or something, you know? I mean, it's
here.
Like a long training and everything. And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
not easy. Is it easier to be a doctor in India? It has to be.
I think there's a shortage of doctors there. Because all of
they'll come here, all the good ones.
A lot of them leave, which is changing now.
Okay, huh? Well, it says while the inquiry by the expert group, which includes external experts from Indian Medical Association, I'm starting to say that is still in process. We have decided to terminate the services of the two treating doctors. There's a government inquiry. Seems like they would be criminally charged for some shit like that, but it's hard to do that when a person's in the medical field or when they're a teacher. Teachers are very hard to get for stuff.
Yeah.
They're harder to fire than they are to get for criminal stuff. They could get charged criminally and not even get fired.
I mean, the story seems pretty
hopeful, right?
Hopeful.
It's something like, oh my God, but they didn't phrase it that way. This is the doctors were fired.
Yeah.
They could have made it seem like it's a miracle.
It was a miracle, right. And it's not about the doctors. It's about
they put an anti-doctor spin on it.
They got real negative with this one.
Yeah, I don't like that. According to the twins' grandfather, the stunned family rushed the newborn. Now, here's how they found out. It came to light when parents noticed one of the babies squirming inside the plastic bag the doctors placed the infants in. He was in there with his dead twin.
Oh my God.
They're like, something is rustling in the bag. And then they pulled him out. They're like, you can't be in this bag if you're alive.
Something is rustling Peters in this bag.
rustling Peters.
What a pointless pun. How dare you.
Man, I'm sorry. Always looking for the pun.
Yes.
You should kill yourself. There's a lot of Indian insults that I got to hear. I had an Indian roommate for a while. And he would get on the phone and be angry at his ex-wife. And he would say things like, do me a favor, bang your head on the ceiling 3 times and throw yourself down the stairs.
Very specific.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you hear a lot of that over there?
No, but a rant, like a cuss-filled rant in Hindi is really, really funny.
Is it really?
I mean, just like it is here.
Can you
give me Hindi?
Oh, right. Oh, in Hindi. Oh, I see. Because they don't say unusual things, you know? Like
they say, yeah. It's very funny.
Talk to a tiger, please. Find a cobra and charm it.
That's funny.
What is that? That's me? Is that supposed to be like you're mocking my white guy impression?
No, it's a white guy.
Namaste and happy Diwali.
Chal bozri ke! Do you know what that means?
Bosri. And
why do we watch so much Bollywood?
Who does?
When you say we, what do you mean?
Well, Bollywood is sort of popular, you know? I mean,
it's
controlled by the mob over there, by the Indian mob.
Yeah, that's starting to slow down a little bit. But yeah, I mean, the mob is basically now it's taken over by corporations, but
all right.
In general, movies are 3 hours long.
Yeah, a lot of songs
it's like you know, it is the truest, most purest form of entertainment for Indians. To, you know, every theater there usually has two levels. One is a little bit more expensive. One's cheaper, and it entertains like a billion people, you know, and it's their escape from the day to day. It's an escape from their 1.7 billion people. You get to go into a dark room and watch a thing, and it's
so the movie experience is still really big there.
It's huge.
It's not a Netflix world yet.
And they have enough. Netflix just got there last year, like at the beginning of last year.
Yeah, they must be in hog heaven, but it'll take a while for that to really sink in, I guess.
I mean, it's pretty quick. People like their phones. They watch everything on their phones in general.
Oh, my God, the progressiveness of that is. I hear you. I don't watch things on my phone. I think it's too small. I don't enjoy it. If anything I want to really watch, I don't watch on my phone. Certainly not a big Bollywood presentation. You know,
they have you ever
like
watched?
Lavish. Yeah, I've seen them. Yeah, I not a whole one because they just get like, I don't know what the fuck's going on, and it's not that it's like somebody likes somebody I know and somebody wants to. Is this Bollywood?
I actually have seen
this. Bollywood thriller? Have you seen this movie?
This is a crazy-ass action sequence.
Stop or my grandmother will shoot.
This is going to... Here it comes.
That is the Indian. Burt Reynolds!
Yeah.
That's all you got to do is shoot a tire out. Yeah. And that truck is going to land on you. Look how cool he is. He's not a trace of fear.
Look. Slap!
Oh, boy. What a fucking catch. He didn't want him in it. What, if he was just going to, like, point a gun at him, why not just let him crash? Saved his life to threaten it. What a scene. That was amazing. That's like out of the Matrix. Lee, would you like a drink? Turn up the volume just a bit. I want to make sure I get every word.
Can I suck your dick?
Oh, no, I don't know.
May I please?
I'll be right back.
Only two of us, only one of us may have the same mustache, and I will fuck you up.
There can be only one, not two.
Mustacher.
Listen, I want to be with you too, son, but...
I think this is an old one.
Got children. Oh, that right there is the Indian John Lovitz. There actually are several.
John Lovitz? John Lovitz.
Bad guy. You can still tell the bad guy.
Bad guy, bad
guy. This is all the pent-up rage, just like the other story. It wasn't about the remote.
He married all these dudes.
They do hold a lot aside, and then one day they just... I'm snapping.
Look, yeah, rage, rage. Listen to that fucking music. I like that.
Warrior stuff.
The beautiful people. The beautiful people. Da-da-da. I'm having a little trouble getting it all the way off. Just give me time.
This is why the movie's 3 hours. Yeah. A scene that should take half a second.
Yeah, let him rip it off in one clean rip.
Edited like a Dragon Ball Z fight.
Doesn't look quite that strong, though. You know what I mean? Like that.
Don't matter, man.
Not a Schwarzenegger.
Is that a green gun? Do they have green guns?
Are the guns green?
I think the green.
What color was your gun when you were there? That is, of course, the Indian John Aston.
Is that a uniform? It's got to be against.
I think it's against regulation to unbutton it that far, or to only have it unbuttoned that far.
This is a long.
Yeah, thanks for showing it.
Yeah.
We're getting a little taste of Bollywood.
Nice. Here we go. Here we go.
Wow, he's really fast, too.
And you've seen this before?
He's running after a car.
You've seen this before?
I know this actor is really popular. I think it's an old movie. I could have seen it.
So he really wants to use that streetlight to hit him with.
Yeah.
He needs to specifically be that. He has a gun.
Here it goes.
Why not shoot him with the gun?
That's pretty cool. That is pretty cool.
Wow.
Oh.
That is. I see. That was his plan. Now they have to drive in a circle.
Can't hit the brake.
Drive in a circle now, forever. Till you run out of gas.
Holy
the
wow.
The car you clowns.
That's fucking cool, dude.
That's a great scene.
I'm in.
A lot of buildup on that, and it's worth it. He's going to land right in the driver's seat.
With no regard for the other people.
Man, they had to destroy a fucking $400 Jeep.
This scene costs dozens of dollars.
You know how much slow motion cost in India?
That's a green gun, dude. Sorry. Your gun is Godzilla green.
Makes a fucking tiger noise, man, when he jumps up in the air. Just slapped him with his big paw. Hi.
Oh, shit.
His ear sounded like a joint that was being snapped.
It was being smoked.
Yeah.
Here it comes. He's going to throw something. Go long. 44 long. Oh, shit.
This is very...
I am right here, dude. I'm fucking right here.
You have
here.
No idea how fast I run. I run fast all day.
Oh, shit. That's a slap.
Slap. Oh, he had to.
Dude, this is killing me.
Man, he's slapping them harder than it looks. That's what I know.
Ooh.
Whoa. That guy's pretty good at falling.
Yeah, it is. And the daylight hasn't changed, so they must have filmed this like in a reasonable amount of time. Like, this is real time, probably.
Gosh, you know about these things.
Yeah.
I think it was filmed in less time than it takes to watch it.
Yeah. Well, actually, you're right.
It's a bizarre runtime.
Yeah, it's strange how that works, but... Oh, wow.
I got you both.
These guys are just pussies, though. I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
He's kind of being a bully right now.
Ooh.
He is the good guy, though.
Right.
And that's his boyfriend.
Catherine Zeta-Jung. That's more of an Asian name.
She's, whatever you do, don't show him your armpits until the whole scene is over.
The Bush scene's coming up right now, man. Let's check it out.
Here comes the Bush.
Sorry for the spoiler before.
Now, spoiler later. Now you can shoot
you
them.
Killer.
What?
No, you killer.
What? You put it on her?
I'm gonna
I never kill. I only beat up. Hold this while I whip these assholes with my belt.
You know, after the car thing and the light thing, this seems like a light punishment.
I have to say, I would not fuck with this guy, though. You know what I mean? In real life or in the movie. He's got my full attention.
They must not have done their chores.
Oof, that was something else, wasn't it?
The Indian Gladiator.
I don't know how long that's going to be when we're finished cutting us down, but that was 45 minutes. The best movie I've ever seen. What was the title of that again?
I could
Okay, let's talk about some crime, for God's sakes. National-level wrestler, more of a tragic death. This is national-level wrestler, I guess, is like a, he was in college, right? And he was, and this
no,
was
there's big, like national, well, I guess.
Well, he died it's at the, I guess it's the Japal Singh Stadium. Any relation to you?
Probably.
It's your Smith.
Well, the movie's called Singham, by the way. Singham.
Thank you. Hell yeah.
Yep.
Smitham.
Yes.
Sing and Wesson.
I use only and the green gun.
Mr. Singh goes to Washington. Pretty good movie. Mr. Singh goes to New Delhi.
Comedian Dave Singh. He's a libertarian.
Enough.
Okay.
I almost
that reference is too. It's too inside.
It is inside.
And when it becomes not inside, I'm going to be angry. It's ironic that a warrior like this would be felled by this natural force, but he was electrocuted at this stadium. Built in 1978, it's been flooded with rainwater since the beginning of monsoon.
Mm-hmm.
And is I assume they mean monsoon season, right?
I'd imagine.
Yeah, they wouldn't just say, you know, since beginning of storm.
Right? It's, since the beginning.
Its condition has worsened due to heavy rains in the past couple of weeks. It looks like he was trying to repair something there. And there was a short circuit. He's. I wonder why this guy was doing this. If he was a wrestler, a national level wrestler, and he still has to do some kind of electrical work.
Love the sport, I guess.
The death was due to electrocution. He was using a water pump to clear out the water when the incident took place. Well, I mean, I don't really know what's so interesting about this. I mean, like, people get electrocuted sometimes. I guess he's
yeah. This
big,
one's no biggie.
Is he famous? Is he really? Do you know of this guy?
I'm not sure.
His name is Vishal Kumar Verma. Google that. No, don't. Let's go on to the next story. All right. Well, let's move on for sure. How about this? When you were traveling in India, did you happen to go to place called Hyderabad?
No. I didn't go to Hyderabad. That's in the south.
It's in the south? So Hyderabad.
Hyderabad.
Hey, come down to Hyderabad one time. You know what's good there? Biscuits. Two people, including a doctor, have been arrested there because a 19-year-old engineering student died following an alleged illegal abortion in a private nursing home.
Ooh. Private hospitals again.
Why would a 19-year-old be in a private nursing home getting an abortion? Is that nursing homes are like abortion clinics there?
I guess so.
I'm glad we got an expert in here. He's willing to yes and. According to police, the girl had visited the Anusha Maternity Hospital and Nursing Home. Yeah, maternity hospital and nursing home.
Doesn't make any sense.
Whether you're old as fuck. Or
we're having a baby.
Vanessa. Okay. So now I need you to help me learn how to pronounce these names with a little more ease, because there's so many syllables, there's so many vowels, there's so many. Seems like it's usually just like a phonetic pronunciation, which is nice. It looks like Vanastali Puram.
That sounds good.
Okay. She was there with her boyfriend for an abortion.
Ooh.
Abortion.
Ooh. Not
you're
good.
You have to watch a little more closely, for Christ's sake. Sometimes something happens and you go, yeah.
That is badass.
Abortion.
Yeah. I never felt something metal.
He's reading about interesting things. She was administered a pill on admission, following which the fetus was aborted. The girl, however, experienced heavy bleeding and fell unconscious. Is abortion hard to get in India?
It's outlawed, for sure.
Outlawed?
So are sex toys. Yep. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know. Did you know that? All sex toys?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to use a dildo or a vibrator?
I had a joke about...
My wife would not like it there.
Sex toys
are illegal in India.
Why is that color-coded like that?
Yeah, it's like to make it gay positive.
Yeah. Don't come here if you're like fondling around with yourself with little plastics.
If you're some kind of masturbator who needs a little, you know.
Yep. India facts. It's definitely something that...
World's largest democracy and no vibrators. That doesn't seem like it could be possible. Like, I don't think they voted on that.
It's true.
Well, the reason there's so much population is because there are no vibrators.
Ah, very good point.
I've never See, do you think a woman needs a vibrator so bad? She's like, fuck it, just fuck it,
just finish, just finish in me.
Fuck me.
That's a good idea.
So you can, they have no. You're talking about dildos and vibrators, and you're talking about pocket pussies, right? Or,
and you know that's weird because Sibian sounds Indian, like an Indian name.
Sibian Patel.
Sibian. I didn't know I'd cause that to happen. Sibian Patel.
What is that?
I don't know who that is, but a Sibian is a thing when you ride on it, lady like sits on it and it vibrates. It's like a horse chair.
Oh, they'll invent them for the rest of the world.
Right. Yeah,
but you can't use it here. You can't use it here.
I mean, and that's
not even for demonstration.
And
no, you cannot try it out here.
That's at its core a very conservative religion or culture.
It is a conservative culture, isn't it?
And
I mean, like, you don't get much more conservative than walking into a fire after your husband dies. Like, what do you want? Welfare or some shit? Here's what we'll do. Here's some charcoal. That's really, yeah, I mean, pretty conservative.
So any of that stuff.
They're just now getting breweries, for God's sake?
Yeah. So all those things are just elements of.
Right. So why are we making a big deal out of it? It's just another place. It's just like, Louisiana or something. You know, it's a different thing. She was administered a pill. I wonder what that was. A second year student of an engineering college. She was going to be an engineer in Ibrahimpatnam. She was living at a private hostel. D.N. Reddy Nagar. You know where D.N. Reddy Nagar is?
In Hyderabad.
Yes.
Central. I think Central. Idiot. Central Hyderabad.
All right. Well, her parents weren't aware of the pregnancy or her admission to the hospital. Muslim man died in India after an attack by Hindu cow protectors. Whew. Muslim man has died in Western India after he was attacked by hundreds of Hindu cow protection vigilantes. The latest attack in a spate of mob killings in the name of the revered animal, the cow. You like a good burger?
I love a good burger.
Yeah, and so you're not culturally consistent with India at all.
I'm not.
No.
I don't have any
sacred animals.
I think that is a little overboard to sacratize a bovine. Not only that, you're not allowed to kill a cow on the street. Like, if you kill a cow by mistake, you could very well happen what happened to this guy. Death penalty
or vigilantes.
By vigilantes who get pissed off.
That's cow justice.
Cow justice.
We'll be right back. Well, it says they're, in quotes, cow protectors, right? Now, are they just looking for trouble? I mean, you know, because not everybody's going to know. And if they,
I think this one was specifically a little bit more violent because it's a Muslim guy working for.
Oh, he's trying to fuck the cow, probably.
He's trying to fuck the cow, but I don't know. The culture seems so fucking backwards in a lot of ways.
Yeah,
because you know you have these sacred animals that are cows. You're not supposed to.
You can't even tell them to move.
You can't.
Like, if there's one in the road and you come up to that and you can't get around it, you're just like, well, I guess I'll be here for a while.
Yeah.
And they have to understand wherever you're going, which makes it a foolproof excuse for being late every time. Cow in the road. What do you want me to do? Sacred animal, for Christ's sake. I wanted to be on time.
Do you know when cows die in India, what happens is you're not allowed to kill them. So they have to die a natural death. But the people who own
How long do they live?
The people who own them actually have no idea. I'm guessing 40, 30 years?
Jesus.
20 years? I don't know.
Well, okay. That's a long time.
But once the cow's out of, because they are used to make milk, help with farming.
Even though they're sacred.
Even though they're sacred, they have to do farm work. They have to jump into the farm work. They have to make milk. They have to produce, right?
I did not once, know that.
Once a cow is of age to, like, they can't do anything productive, the owners just let them go on the streets, wherever they are. And they go, they walk around.
Easy way to get rid of a cow.
They end up, what's happening, it's a big problem there.
Where do they go? How do they get them to leave?
They just tell them to leave, I guess. They don't have no loyalty, I guess.
I mean, to a sacred animal, you're just like, out.
And no ceremony.
It's like, yeah, just fucking get out, you.
No exit interview.
Get the fuck out.
You sacred piece of shit.
You think we're going to Keep you up for the rest of your fucking life. You could live 18 to 22 years. You might live 25.
You
oh,
sacred
no.
piece of shit. That's fucking hilarious.
I can't hear it.
You don't need to. I don't believe. That's a dead cow.
They're having a thing for it.
Oh, the cow just dropped dead, and so this lady's doing a dance.
So that's what happens.
Oh, the cow is dead! Oh, my!
She made it about her, though, which I don't...
Exactly.
How am I supposed to mourn with
that? Weird old ladies. Man, these people are true believers, aren't they? Man, they really care that this cow is dead.
You know, watching this, I don't think you should go to India, either. I'll be honest with you.
What did they do? Dancing? You think I should do it?
So,
I'm telling you.
So,
I wouldn't behave like this in India, by the way. No. I would not.
So, a cow.
Similar, but not.
A cow is just let go to walk around, and they have to fend for themselves, food, all the things that they were given before.
Yeah.
So what they do is walk around, they eat plastic bags that are trash on the streets.
Oh, boy.
Then their stomach explodes because they can't. Obviously digest plastic. Mm. Then the cow dies.
They have two stomachs and they can't digest yeah. plastic.
And the cow dies, and then the city has money set aside to get the cows, pick them up, and then go, and then they bury the cow.
We have that too. It's called sanitation. I didn't think that existed there. They pick up the cow.
They pick
a special cow.
A special cow, and then
like
they...
People get the furniture like twice a week.
And you would think a Hindu cow would get like... a proper Hindu ceremony.
Yeah, throw them in a fire.
But they can't because that would be a barbecue. It would smell too good.
So what do?
They just bury it.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
If they set that shit on fire.
Yeah.
It would smell being a sacred animal. Or,
it wouldn't be a funeral. Number. It would be a full-on...
We did not
what
know
that.
What is that? So good.
Meanwhile, there's...
Probably illegal to burn a cow or a corpse of a cow.
I'd imagine, yeah.
I'll be goddamned. Well, this guy got fucked up. It was not the cow.
Yeah, these guys.
Holy shit. There they are eating some bags. Like,
you know,
I cannot wait for my stomach to explode and get off this fucking planet.
You know, there's part of me as
where do you go from cow? That's the highest rebirth, right? Where do you go from there?
I guess.
A cow again?
Chinese dude?
Eternal cowness. I don't know how I feel about that. We know that many cows died because of it. Two of my cows have also died. Oh, like two of his cows that he wasn't even done with. This is what modernism, where modernism, you know, crosses paths with caveman.
Part of me wants to say, listen,
primitive.
This is not the real India, right? Part of me's like, yeah, that's
he
not.
Wants to say that, but
the other part of me, that's really accurate. That's on the nose. That's on the big old cow nose.
Yeah. Well, how about that? I mean, different places have to look. They're not inferior in any way, except when it comes to how they deal with cows. Only way that I've seen and suicide.
You know, India is the second biggest exporter of beef.
Of what?
A beef.
Really? That's not very nice to those.
It's not nice.
You mean? They, how
because
that
there's
be, how
there's
can that
states
be
because
true?
There's states that are Christian.
Oh, really? In India,
because your people invaded those lands and converted them
back in the Crusades.
Back in the 320 years ago or whatever it was.
Oh no!
And those states are okay with beef. Like Kerala is one of the biggest beef eating states probably ever. They eat a lot of beef.
Yeah, because people go there.
Yeah.
To get the fucking food, right? They're like. We're going over to, what's it called?
Kerala.
Kerala?
Kerala.
Kerala.
You're going to start making me do the fucking
just come
Indian
to Kerala.
Accent. I'm going to walk out of
here
and be like,
hello! Steak tonight.
I just
steak.
Did
I got the promotion at the hotel.
You eat steak. Do you have it rare?
I can, but I'd usually, I mean, rare doesn't bother me. I have prime rib rare, but yeah. I like a steak about a medium rare or medium even.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you get, there's a lot of chew in it. Depends on the quality of the meat, too. So this guy died, huh? After he was beaten, he had some broken ribs, sounds like. So these cow protectors, are they like those women that were dancing around there?
I'm not sure what those are, but I know there are... I don't know if they're actively, like, we protect cows and I run around. I think it's if you see some injustice to cows and
say
you're
something.
Around, see something, say something.
He talked to a cow. Very impolite. 2 years. I'm going to stop doing that, by the way. I'm going to stop doing it because it's because I think it stopped being funny.
It's just mean.
Even to me. It's not being funny to me. That's why I'm going to stop doing it.
It's not about...
I'm making the announcement, but it's not...
That you are officially bored with your own voice.
Hey, here's something. Yeah, you said that there were some places. Eight of the country's 29 states and territories consume beef. It's allowed.
Oh, wow.
In eight of them. So, yeah, they probably sell a lot of beef.
They sell a lot globally. They sell second to, I think, Argentina in terms of beef exports.
So I wonder if we've ever eaten Indian beef here.
I wonder if you can tell.
You can't eat it in...
It's like a guy, who's the people who drink wine?
You travel quite a bit, right? Now, do you eat, like, when you go to Spain, do you get, like, a steak or a hamburger or something? No. Because that's probably... Seafood shit they're good at, right? Because a fucking steak is probably a horse. Never had an Indian steak. It's horse. I have a strong suspicion that everything they sell is beef is horse in Spain.
I think there's a lot of buffalo. I don't think they consider buffaloes cows. So I think a lot of that beef that they eat.
A buffalo burger, a Ted Turner burger would be huge there. I guess we have to move on. We don't have so much time.
I got a clip of a woman.
It's going to be a two-parter, I think.
There's a woman getting beat up for beef rumors.
Let's watch the beef rumors massacre.
Here we
beat
come.
Up the beatdown.
And
beef bam. Rumors. I lied.
Wait, what did she?
The cops watch as this woman gets beat up for beef rumors. There have been two arrests in relation to beef transport. This bitch has been beefing. It's been found that the arrest made in Mandsaur was... that was too quick.
Well, they're just slapping her around a little.
Oh, there it goes.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
beef.
Beef rumors, no more.
For storing, quote, beef. That's the news over there.
For storing, quote...
Single quote.
You know, the meat of our God. Beef.
Body, flesh of, was it?
Beef. It's what we pray to.
Yeah.
I can't beef. Stop.
It's what's for dinner. Yeah.
That's
the,
why
yeah,
that
the
was
voice, the voice same. Is really.
Is it offensive? It's not offensive, is it? Because you know I'm a dick. Good. I was glad.
Again,
I was aware. I was a little afraid.
Once again, it's the same thing as the streets looking stupid of India. Like, part of me is like, come on, don't show that. But part of me is like, this is funny.
Oh, right. Yeah. if I was on like a show with some Indian people, and the show is called Tennessee, right?
Yeah.
And they were like talking like, I make fun of that Southern accent as well.
Yeah.
I just do voices all the time. I'm kind of a voice talent. You know what I mean? You have a voice talent. Do Indian Bill Burr.
So, dude, I was like walking around a market the other day, and I was like, dude, what the fuck, dude? Like fucking beef, man.
Beef rumors is brutal.
Dude, it's fucking brutal. Did you ever have a fucking beef burger one time? And, dude, the fucking chaprakra on top of it was just fucking totally spoiled. I was like, dude, it's fucking brutal. I was running around my head at chopper.
Brutal's funny.
Thank you.
I saw Bill Burr in India.
What?
Perform. He did an hour there.
It is so remarkable that I had the foresight to give you the segue for that.
Yeah, that's what that was.
For real.
Yeah, he came. He was going.
What did he do in India?
He's
at the fucking New Delhi Funny Bone?
Fucking did great. He was on a 700-seat theater in Bombay. He was doing a one-nighter on the way back from Singapore or wherever.
That. It's connected to that Bombay. It's connected with Comedy Zone, and then they've got a weekend in Pensacola.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a long fucking haul. They do that to you all the time. Comedy Zone, you know how they are.
So, was that concert in February 2015?
Yep.
Yeah, this is it.
And you saw that show?
I saw it.
You wouldn't miss it.
Oh, it's fucking great.
You
he did.
There,
he didn't
right?
change. I was already there. Yeah, I was there doing like a 6-week tour.
He wasn't able to adapt his act at all, huh?
He did. He did it really well.
He said he didn't change.
He didn't change like... I guess you can't at that level. You don't really change who you are on stage or whatever. But
wouldn't
like,
know, yeah.
But he did jump in and out of his sets, referencing the shit that was going on in India at the time, Delhi, the conservative, whatever. There's a bunch of political stuff happening. The crazy thing about comedy there is that, like, there are comics who I know personally who have these FIRs filed against them because of certain things they say in the media. So they have FIRs? It's like it's legal action that someone takes out saying, you can't say this, you can't do this, you can't make fun of this person, and you will literally have death threats against you. You, like, comedy there is so new that you can make an impact.
I got an FIR on me already there before I even go.
Hell yeah.
I would, though. I'd get one immediately. Let's say, welcome, Pat Dixon. He's got an FIR. I know warning, FIR warning.
I thought it was a fatwa.
Yeah, fatwa on you. That's Bill Burr in India.
Dude.
Live in India.
Dude, I got a fucking fatwa here. It was fucking brutal.
Fucking brutal.
Dude, I ate fucking yogurt the other day, right? I was on a bus. Dude, there's like... I was on a bus.
That's him eating yogurt, yeah. Clearly.
Clearly, yeah. He eats yogurt with his eyes.
Live in Mumbai.
It's a 700-seat theater. I think at least 150 of them were comics sitting in the front row, which is all of them in the country.
Sitting
and
in the front. That's how different it is. A comic sit up front in India.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. I mean, that's like...
I've heard,
He's like a big... Obviously, he's a big thing. And he...
we would sit in the back.
He would sit in the back, yeah. But they were into it. There was applause breaks before he even, like, was setting up the jokes. So it was like... It was good.
Nice. Wow. He was, applause breaks before he sets up the joke. Like, we love the way
you
started that joke.
We loved your segue.
Is humor different?
At its core, no.
No?
At its core, if you are...
Do you think it's different anywhere at its core?
No.
I think it is in Japan.
Why?
Because I saw a game show last night of a guy who they put cream of some sort all over him, and they had a mastiff, and then the dog was licking the cream, and then the dog mounted the guy and had sex with him, and they thought that this
let's go to the video
was we could. It's on Creepy Corner from last night.
Yeah,
You know, and I mean, like, I'm not saying I don't find that funny, but I think I find it funny because it's like, that's what these people think is funny. I never would want to see something like that in person. I wouldn't find that. I mean, I didn't know if he was winning or losing.
So you're asking if people's sensibilities over there are different
in terms of
the audience is there. There's some audience who are really into, they're really into comedy. They understand all the nuances. They've watched everything on YouTube. So they have this huge, but there's people who don't go to live shows because it's such a new thing. Uh-huh. Like here in New York, it's an option for everyone. Hey, you want to check out a show and grab dinner? There, it's like a rare thing in general, and the number of clubs is slowly increasing and blah, blah, blah. But the thing about the audiences there is that the comics there...
If a drink takes too long to get to the table, they'll kill themselves.
If you ask a comic, like, when American-style comedy started there, they'll say, I'm going to do the voice, okay, November 2009. Like, they will have a specific date and month of when it started, because that's when the first open mic started. That's when the first club opened.
Is that true?
And it's true. And, like, in Delhi and Mumbai, it started, right?
November 2nd, 2009.
Like, November 2009-ish. Give or take probably a couple months, right?
Wow.
And there's a couple of comics. This guy named Veerdas helped start the scene in Delhi, I think, and Bombay.
I can tell you the date that comedy started in America. It started in March of 1996 when I started doing it. That's right. Okay.
The Comedy Store London started a...
we have it. Oh, we see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Oh, he's still talking like an Indian.
But he's begrudgingly doing it.
I'm not so sure, though. Oh no, the dog is not begrudgingly doing it. But
what are they licking on him?
Sort of a game show or a mass. See ya. I hate that I've ruined the punchline for you here because
you really ruined it.
Yeah. Spoiler alert. This guy.
These guys.
See, he's cooperating somewhat. I think he wins something.
His freedom?
gets to eat the dog.
Oh, no.
I saw that coming. JK.
Does he insert?
I don't know.
He thinks he has.
Look at that little punch.
Oh, no.
The funniest part is the little punch. He's like, shut up. Punches him. Wait.
Oh, yeah. Fucking punched him in the face.
Take it.
He couldn't be in there, though. Not at that angle.
No.
Well, you know what? The good news is we got to see this. The bad news is we've now sank as low as the creepy corner. So, but I like to say we're looking at them looking at it.
Yeah, yeah.
I was on that show. That was creepy corner.
I'll tell you, don't also don't go to Japan or wherever the fuck that was.
Nope. Hey, look, I'm not big on dogs anyway, you know what I mean? Like somebody else's dog. I'm not saying I don't like dogs. Dogs are fine, you know, but like when somebody tells me like, "No, it's fine. This dog is completely safe." I never believe that.
You don't.
No, a pit bull is never safe. You know, there was a pit bull in West Virginia. That motherfucker, there was two of them, and they went nuts and ate a woman while she was walking them in the woods. Ate her.
Ooh.
They killed her and ate her. They were her dogs before. They used to sleep inside, sleep in bed with her. You know, they had this close bond, and then she let her dad keep them for a while. He kept them outside, no human contact, in the cold.
And then turned into animals.
They turned right into like murderous animals, and then they when they were walking, she was walking them one day, they fucking, I guess apparently they turned on her, killed her, and when they came, you know, the deputies and everything came to like try to round up the dogs, there was a moment where it stopped, and they just turned around and started eating her rib cage, right around her rib cage. They ate the whole thing. But they showed the photos to the press because they're like, "You guys need to get this, okay? This is
check it out. We need distractions in this country."
Saying maybe this happened. Distractions. This is important news. People need to know. Them pit bulls will get you.
No dogs.
They are not safe. I'm offended by the sniff. I don't like him making fun of my culture.
The sniff is offensive.
I am very sorry. Never again.
Well, I think we'll have to come back and do this again real soon, Tushar. This is a fucking blast.
Let's do it.
And bring some Indian friends next time.
I'll bring a whole panel.
And no need to, like, conform to our culture. I mean, you could have worn your normal Indian shit, you know, your colorful outfits. And so where are you going to be? That's what I thought. I should have not even asked the question. Yes.
I'm going to be at...
You don't know when this is going up, though, right? Or
yeah,
where.
When is it going up?
Probably. I don't think we're actually shooting this.
Should I call someone and tell them when I'm going up next? I'm at Gotham on the 23rd.
Brag.
I'm doing a Valentine's Day show.
Okay, February 14th.
February 14th at Rockwood Music Hall, Stage 3, 8:30. It's going to be kind of a little comedy and music show.
What's going on the other two stages?
They're probably music.
Okay. Well, I definitely want to come see that comedy show then. Where is it again?
Rockwood Music Hall.
Rockwood Music Hall.
Valentine's Day. It's a small little... Have you ever been there? It's a nice little theater. They're a nice little...
Of course,
little
yes.
Music.
I mean, like, yeah, I spent so much time there. No, I've never been. Never been. What are they? Where is it?
Lower East Side.
Lower East Side, I see. Okay. Nice venue?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I guess you have to go back and do your regular job.
I actually do for a minute.
Meantime, yeah. And I might... can I get a deal on some words? Anyway.
We can talk about it.
A special deal. All right. Cool. I'm going to buy some words. Some keywords.
Sounds exciting, yeah.
Keywords that are going to unlock the mystery of life.
So for this episode, it would be stuff like...
for our audience, by the way, for being here. It was nice. We had a nice live studio audience, Mr. Wolfman, showing up and rock-starring this place up a little bit, for reals. Look at that. What a fucking rock star. That guy walks in, you're like, there's somebody kind of important, but in a like real, you know... Scary
CD,
way.
CD
way.
Way.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
No offense, sir. Please.
No. It's,
I forget I'm not
You don't
watching
have to beg
this.
For mercy. It's
He's
fine.
In the room.
He'll be okay.
Yeah, okay.
He just he doesn't say much.
What would the hot words be? The
keywords?
He was saying the
keywords.
Keywords
for this one would be Indian pussy hair.
I knew it. Yeah. Definitely got to be one of them.
Pussy hair.
Pussy hair.
Some people say pubic hair. He says pussy hair.
I say
hair.
Pussy hair.
Pussy hair.
Yeah.
That's
Armpit
true.
Armpit hair.
Yeah,
Armpit
pussy
hair. Cow deaths.
Mastiffs. Suicide.
Suicide. It's a good one.
Sounds like has all the elements of a fantastic show. You should bundle those words together for us and give us a
package deal.
Thanks for being in the booth, John. Cousin Rich. Is that John or Cousin Rich? Oh, sorry.
I know, it's hard to, you can't really tell the difference.
Mr. Serino, J the Switch on Twitter.
Woo!
Look at y'all. Ryan Cantu Rivera, yeah, soon to be a big star.
You think so?
Probably not. But, but you could be if you, you know, just make it happen.
My Indian Bill Burr, I'm pretty proud of.
Yeah, that's, he's been working on that for a while.
Pretty damn good.
Thanks.
So a lot of people just do an Indian voice and say a bunch of Bill Burr-esque things. Not him. No.
Nope.
No, it's there's an intersection of the voices. It's an intersectional character. That's why it's okay.
Intersectional healing. See? Mashed it up.
When I get that feeling. Intersectional feeling. Intersexual healing.
Intersexual.
Okay, we need to cut all that out.
Yeah.
Because
copyright.
Got boring. Copyright?
Yeah.
All right. Later. Thanks for watching, India. Oh, wait. Come back. Let me do it again. Thank you for watching, India. Wait, one more time. Sorry. I went without the hat. Well, that's the end of our tour of India. We hope that you are afraid. Because, no, I had to do it again. Thanks for watching.
Going on. Oh, wait, I'm sorry.
That's it. Yeah. Thanks for watching.
You want a clean one?
Until then, we'll be watching. Yeah, clean one would be good too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Ryan, and you. Thanks to our audience. We'll see you next time on India. See you next time on India. Why is this here? See you next time on India.
Fuck.